Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Nikki Haley is in Troy, Michigan, ahead of that state's primary this week. After losing her home state primary, South Carolina, to Donald Trump last night, Haley says she's staying in the race and she's taking on Trump.
You can't have a candidate who's going to win a primary who can't win a general.
Meanwhile, the Koch brothers' conservative PAC, which started supporting her in November, has dropped her after the South Carolina results. The influential Americans for Prosperity says it will instead focus on supporting House and Senate candidates, though they say they still support her campaign. Republican power brokers in several states in the South say they see an opening to finally expand Medicaid. But despite signals from lawmakers in states like Georgia, Mississippi, and Alabama, change is coming slowly. Sam Greenglass from member station WABE in Atlanta has more.
Medicaid expansion extends health coverage to a broader swath of low-income people, mostly funded by the federal government. Just 10 states have yet to take up the offer. But some lawmakers in these mostly southern Republican states now acknowledge they're declining billions in funds, while rural hospitals struggle and businesses risk losing workers to other states. Here's Georgia Republican Senator Chuck Hofstetler.
The numbers show that we're being penny wise and pound foolish if we don't go forward with this.
But last week, top Georgia Republicans signaled they won't approve Medicaid expansion this year, though many lawmakers believe the question is not if, but when. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass.
Israelis will go to the polls Tuesday for the first time since the October 7th Hamas attack and the ensuing war in Gaza. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the municipal elections have been postponed twice because of the war.
One of the candidates for re-election to the Tel Aviv-Jaffa Municipal Council is Israeli-Palestinian Amir Badran. His party is the only joint Arab and Jewish coalition in the race. As he campaigns in Tel Aviv, Badran admits it's not easy to talk togetherness at this time, but he says it's more important than ever.
Creating this bonds between Jewish and Arabs, saying that there is hope for us, there is a different future for us, which is not only war, but it's peace and together and to understand each other's narrative and to accept each other.
He says working together is the only way to build a different future for Israel. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Asian markets are trading in mixed territory at this hour. The Nikkei, the main market in Japan, is up about 0.5%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong is down about 0.4%. U.S. futures contracts are trading lower at this hour. Dow futures are down 0.1%. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The West African Regional Bloc, ECOWAS, says it's lifted a number of the sanctions it had imposed on Niger aimed at reversing last year's coup. Michael Koloki has more.
Following a summit in the Nigerian capital, Abuja, ECOWAS said it had agreed to remove some of the sanctions it imposed on Niger. These include border closures, freezing of state assets, and the suspension of commercial transactions. ECOWAS said it decided to lift the restrictions for humanitarian reasons. ECOWAS will, however, leave individual sanctions in place, targeting Niger's coup leaders. Niger, together with Mali and Burkina Faso, two other countries led by military juntas, had earlier this year announced they were leaving ECOWAS. The three countries claimed that ECOWAS had drifted away from the ideals of those who had founded the organization. For NPR News, I'm Michael Koloki in Nairobi.
The Eiffel Tower is open again to visitors after being closed for 6 days as employees went on strike demanding better maintenance for the historic landmark. The operator of the 135-year-old tower says it reached an agreement with unions representing the workers after promising a $412 million investment for renovations by 2031. Salary negotiations are expected to be finalized next month after workers demanded a pay increase that's proportionate to ticket sales. At the weekend box office, the biopic Bob Marley, One Love, took the top spot again with an estimated $13 million in ticket sales. The film was produced for about $70 million. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from the United States Postal Service. Turn shipping to your advantage with USPS Ground Advantage service. Learn how to gain a competitive edge at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.